Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
and one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Hello, today we are here in the studio with Iker, who is a very famous writer of several books especially written for teenagers. Welcome to the program, Iker. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. Well, can you tell us something about yourself?
Hi, I'm Iker Menizabal and I'm 30 years old. Since I was little, I loved reading and nowadays I'm a famous writer.
Okay, so we can start with the interview, if you agree. Do you think that teenagers read?
In my opinion, teenagers read less every day, and if they read, it is because they are required to do it at school.
Why do you think that?
I think the main factor is technology. For many young people, video games are the only thing that entertains them, and they think that reading books is very boring. This is by no means like this.
Those teens who are really reading, what type of books do they read?
I think that the books that teenagers read are the adventure and romantic books.
And do you know where do they buy or borrow those books?
I think that most people who read, they borrow books from the library and they buy from the internet.
Do you think that teenagers prefer reading books, magazines or comics instead of doing a sport, watching TV or playing a sport such as football or basketball?
As I said before, I think that many young people prefer playing video games. Some young people who love sport prefer doing sport instead of reading.
How often? When do the teenagers read books in their free time?
Most teenagers do not read in their free time. Most of them read because they are required to do so at school. And they have to pass a test to show they have read a book.
Okay, now we are going to speak about you. What is your favorite book and why?
My favorite book is Chomin Komunean because it brings me good memories of my childhood.
Okay, about the language, what is your favorite language to write and to read?
I usually write in Spanish because it reaches a wider range of public. But I love writing and reading in Basque, and my first book was written in Basque.
Very interesting. To finish with you, who is or was your favorite writer and do you like all of his books?
My favorite writer is Anne Collins because she uses her imagination in the plot and uses a variety of words.
Okay, now to finish, can you recommend a book that you have read in that last 12 months and share it with our listeners?
I recommend you the book Island for Sale. It is a book that it can be useful for you in your life because there are situations that can happen to you in your real life. The vocabulary isn't very difficult, but I think this book is very appropriate for the people who are not very skilled with English. What about you? Have you read anything interesting lately that you'd like to share with us?
I recommend you the book The Missing Coins. It is a mystery book where you can see that in this life the most important thing is money. And some people steal money because they do not have enough to survive. This book is very easy to read, so if you are bad at English, this is a very appropriate book because it has an easy vocabulary and it isn't very long.
To jump up, I would like to finish this interview with a last piece of advice. Girls and boys, you know you have to read more because you will be more creative and intelligent.
Thank you very much, Iker, for coming. And you know you can come back whenever you want. It's been a pleasure.
Vale. The pleasure is mine. Bye.